Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Ron Paul was the only person not to be here this weekend, and what it represents is that it doesn't matter if he wins or loses. Ron Paul doesn't think he's actually going to be president in January of 2013, and ultimately, even though he's way more organized and could actually well win the Iowa caucuses here on Tuesday, he is still leading a movement more than a campaign. He talked about changing the discourse on the Federal Reserve and on foreign policy, and seems far less concerned with actually getting votes. Unlike most candidates, he doesn't actually explicitly ask people for their votes. He talks about sending a message to Washington, and when you are approaching the campaign that way, it's not critical that you be here on the ground doing all that retail campaigning in the final days.
Getting started in this hour of the countdown, there is James Holman from Politico.com, who says Ron Paul is the only candidate who didn't spend this past weekend in Iowa because he knows that even if he wins in Iowa, he won't win the nomination. The GOP contenders, that's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Here is Dana Bash interviewing Ron Paul and Senator Rand Paul, his son, about the possibility of running a third-party candidate if Paul doesn't win the nomination.
If you do not succeed in this Republican contest, will you continue to be a Republican?
I have no plans in doing that. Tomorrow is a big day. We're going to see what happens, but I have no intention of doing that, no plans and no desire, and flat out, I don't want to.
Okay, because before you've been a little bit circumspect. You've run as a libertarian before.
Right, and I've never spoken in absolutes. I mean, I have no plans to do and no intention of doing it, and I would not see myself doing that.
Now, this is the first time in this last stretch that you've been out with your dad. What do you expect to say to the voters, and what do you hope that your message will be in these closing hours?
Well, you know, what's amazing to me is the excitement. The room's overflowing with people here, and I think we can win. I think there's a real chance we can win. I think one of the really cool things is that my dad's bringing all these independents along, too. Not only Republicans, but independents. That's how you win elections. You can't win with just Republicans. If you look at all the polls, CNN polls, all the polls, you'll find that Ron Paul does better with independents than any other Republican candidate.
Now, you told CNN yesterday that you were going to come in second. The recent polls show that you're actually declining right now as we get closer to the caucuses. And one of the reasons is because Rick Santorum is surging. You've been hitting Newt Gingrich in your ads. You have been hitting Mitt Romney in your ads, but not Rick Santorum. Yeah. Is he a surprise?
You know, I always amazed at how you pick and cite certain things, because I read one line that just a few minutes ago was the most recent one. They said that we were in first place. So, you know, I see the citing of polls sometime as orchestrated for a purpose.
Well, right.
It's a tight race. It's in three places. Anybody could win out of those three. But we're excited about the enthusiasm, so...
Rick Santorum is a former senator. You know what it's like to serve in the Senate. You know what it's like to serve in the Congress. Why wouldn't he be a good Republican nominee?
Because he's very liberal.
Rick Santorum's liberal?
Oh, I mean, have you looked at his record?
Uh-huh.
Go look at his record. I mean,
what makes him liberal?
He spent too much money. I mean, he wasn't leading the charge to slash the budgets and vote against big government.
What do you think about
him? You know, he voted to double the size of the Department of Education. He voted to expand Medicare and add free drugs for senior citizens. And he's voted for foreign aid. Those are not conservative principles. 77% of the American people are opposed to foreign aid. Rick Santorum's voted for it every time it's come down.
I just have one last question on the substance. I was talking to a very well-plugged-in Republican here in Iowa who told me that one of the reasons why you're losing support in these waning days is because of your foreign policy, specifically on Iran. So my question for you is, what would a President Paul do if Iran were to get a nuclear weapon?
That's a long answer. We're running out of time. Just come to the meeting we're going to have. If I mention anything about the troops and coming home and stopping the wars, you'll get the loudest applause, and that's why my crowds are growing, because I have a different foreign policy. I have the old right foreign policy. I have the foreign policy of George W. Bush of 2000, when he says, no nation building, no policing the world, no entanglements, none of these wars. That's what he ran on. That's why the Republican Party does support this. They have in the past. But to say that Republicans are going to shy away from this, 70% of the American people are agreeing with me about getting out of Afghanistan. That's what you ought to be talking about.
More on Iowa and the GOP contenders next on the countdown.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard.
With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
Talk Radio in Review. Talk host Charlie Parker and Jim Forsythe here with Jennifer Kuiper about the latest polls, which still show nearly half of the voters in Iowa undecided as they go off to the polls today.
Let's start with polls. If you look at polls, for the most part, it's Romney in the lead. Ron Paul predicting he's going to finish either. Ron Paul predicting he himself is going to finish first or second. That being said, safe to say that other than maybe John Huntsman and Michelle Bachmann, this thing is wide open.
It is. You have Ron Paul, who's pretty close to Romney, and you have Rick Santorum coming in third, not as close as those other two to those other two, but surging, and that's because he's managed to grab some of the social conservatives. What's interesting about the latest and final Des Moines Register poll that has come out is that it found that 41% of Leslie caucus goers are undecided, so almost half of these voters undecided heading into the caucus. So we see these candidates once again crisscrossing because they want to grab some of those votes.
So it all depends on who turns out the vote and who doesn't.
Exactly. And we found from the past that about 60% of those who show up at the caucuses are evangelicals. So you've seen folks like Santorum and Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann trying to grab some of those religious folks.
Now, what about the fact that the caucuses are a week early this year? Is that having any sort of impact on the expected turnout?
It could. I mean, we could see a slightly lower turnout because folks have the holiday hangover. But I don't know. Here in Iowa, we have some good weather, which, you know, by Iowa standards, it's cold, but there's no snow on the ground. So that means we could have a better turnout. There was a record turnout for the Democrats 4 years ago, and this year the Republican leaders are predicting the turnout will be higher than in 2008. by their standards. So, you know, we'll have to see. And as long as that weather holds out with just about any election, we find that you have better turnout, and especially when it comes to choosing a president.
Rick Perry claimed yesterday on Fox News Sunday the momentum is heading in his direction. Any idea what he's basing that on? Because I don't see it.
Which one was that again?
Rick Perry,
yeah.
He said the momentum is beginning to head in his direction. I'm trying to figure out where he's seeing that.
Yeah, I think that's a good question because he comes out fifth in this poll, and only lower than him is Bachman, and John Huntsman isn't even in Iowa. He's already focusing on New Hampshire. He thinks that's going to be the key for him, which apparently some of the other folks don't necessarily think, because Perry and Bachman are going to hit South Carolina before they even look at New Hampshire. And I think they're going to try to grab some of those votes, which many think in South Carolina and Florida and those states, that those might lean toward Gingrich.
Here's radio man Gene Mueller with ABC's Vic Ratner about Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum, who all seem to be tied heading into the caucuses today.
We've got new poll numbers out as we speak from Public Policy Polling, showing that these folks are about 2% apart, they being Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum. This is going to be very interesting come tomorrow.
You bet. In all my years of covering the Iowa caucuses, I don't ever remember such a wild and woolly finish. Now a photo finish in that poll you mentioned, with Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum all within a whisker of each other. And it's going to depend on turnout. It's going to depend on the ground game. And over the weekend, I spent a lot of time with voters in the conservative western part of the state, and many of them told me over and over again, I don't know, I haven't made up my mind, I'm going to talk about it with my husband. A lot of people are going to choose going into the caucus room Tuesday night.
And that's the part of the story that I think we need to re-explain to people. This isn't your typical primary election. These are caucuses. What goes on at a caucus?
That's right. It's not like going in and casting a ballot. People go into the caucus, and inside that caucus room, their neighbors, they hear arguments for each candidate, and they get to choose who they're going to vote for. So somebody could walk in, for example, say supporting Michelle Bachman, decide in the middle they're going to switch to Rick Perry, and then cast their vote for Rick Perry.
There's nothing else like it in this country, I don't think, at least certainly not in terms of, obviously, you know, being the first one out of the block like this. You mentioned you've been doing this for years in terms of heading to Iowa. What's changed from your first time to Iowa to what you're seeing this time around?
A lot of things are very different this time. The debates have, in many cases, replaced retail politics. Many people got their first ideas about the candidates from the series of debates that it appears everybody in Iowa was listening to and watching, because I heard that over and over again. Another thing that's changed this time is it's all been compressed. The Iowa caucuses used to be much later, 6 weeks, 7 weeks later. There was more time for candidates. This time, they moved the caucus up to right after New Year's, and it's kind of jammed everything together.
And, Vic, what about the money? Mitt Romney is spending a lot to take down Newt Gingrich. Gingrich is claiming Romney's trying to buy the caucuses. There's just tons of negative ads from what we're hearing in Iowa. I would imagine that's changed a lot, too.
No question, many millions more are being spent on ads here. And I'll tell you where that goes back to. It's not the candidates themselves. It's these new independent organizations that have sprung up under the Supreme Court's decision that can spend endless amounts of money without having to tell you where it came from or without having to worry about limits on the contributions. So you get these so-called super PACs that are spending millions of dollars on different candidates for the first time.
More on the Iowa race and the GOP people running up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So, talk, and more talk. And Iowa is where it all gets started. Here's host John Curley and David Bowes with the Iowa caucuses and whether or not they really matter in the discussion.
Who gives a rip about Iowa? I mean, if this was a batter getting up to plate and the pitcher is going to throw to him, the guy strikes out 80-some percent of the time. Iowa doesn't mean anything in the big picture of things. They've only chosen the proper president 18 times.
Your analogy is wrong, though, because
why?
It's more like the playoffs. You know, for political wonks out there, this is like the run-up to the Super Bowl, so this is the first of the playoffs, and so Iowa's the first contest,
okay.
And so they're all excited about it, and they're going to watch and see what happens. Now, Iowa might not choose anybody, but it's kind of like when you make a prediction and say, well, this has never happened before in politics, therefore it'll never happen again. That doesn't necessarily mean... You know, just because it doesn't pick a winner all that often doesn't mean it couldn't pick a winner. And right now you've got all these different candidates trying to be, I'm not Romney,
uh-huh.
And they're trying to pick somebody else to go against Romney. And so if Iowa consolidates around one other candidate, then that could follow into South Carolina and give Romney a big challenge. But if they stay splintered, then it might not have that same meaning.
Nobody has the push. How much of this is just simply grist for the mill because we have a 24-hour news cycle and we need to have something out there like Iowa?
Well, even before the 24-hour news cycle, Iowa's always been a pretty big deal just because it's first in the nation.
Right.
And it's one of those things where it forces these candidates to practice their chops, so to speak. They have to sharpen their political skills. They go around and humiliate themselves and meet absolutely everybody anywhere they possibly can in Iowa. And you focus on some of the debates. And then it weeds out the riffraff. So people who are unable to compete will probably start dropping out unless it was an important part of their strategy, like a John Huntsman, for example. So
thinning out the weak. This is the zebra at the watering hole with a bad ankle.
Talk radio callers now weighing in on Rick Santorum's surge in the polls in Iowa.
I find Obama to be an impotent politician. Anybody, as one case in point, that has to beg and grovel to get one of ourselves, our drones back is absolutely ludicrous. After watching Rick, he absolutely is very strong in that area, and I see that to be the ticket that's going to come out. I see the problem with Ron Paul is that a lot of people aren't going to follow him on his foreign policy. It's too weak. It makes people very nervous. And I know there's a lot of supporters of him, and I do respect that. But I find that this ticket, Romney, he's a good, solid businessman. He has a plan in Santorum. He is coming out. He clearly and decisively can communicate to the people what the plan is, what he's going to do to change that. And he's very approachable. That is a very, very good thing. People want to be able to approach politicians and feel like they're one of them.
It doesn't matter, because that whole lineup make me thank God for our President Obama. None of them can hold a torch to him. And it's amazing how Republicans are saying this. If we only listen, they need to go back and start over in 2016, because you got the right man in the White House. Just work with him. These guys are just in it either to sell books or just want to be president because they have nothing else to do. But as far as running this country, thank God for President Obama. People, work with this man. Give him 4 years. Give him a second chance. He can't run anymore. But you all know the Republicans are not happy with their own team. They're still asking for other people to jump in. That should tell you something.
I think that Santorum just might be the guy that come through this thing for the Republicans down the road. I don't know if in the polls he's surging now, but I know something about him. He seems to be very charismatic and articulate, and just has a demeanor about himself that kind of resonates with you, you know. And I think, you know, I just got this feeling that, you know, he may come through, you know, surprise a lot of people down the road.
Up next, your calls on Rick Santorum, the Iowa caucuses, and the GOP race. That's on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
folks. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Continuing our overview on the Talk Radio Countdown show of the candidates and your calls at 800-510-8255 regarding who you would pick. If you're in Iowa, I think we have three or four stations that carry this program in Iowa. Who are you voting for? If you want to support somebody and you're from someplace else, help yourself. We'll talk about the various candidates, certainly Santorum and Romney and Ron Paul. And those are the people who've really had a focus this week. So let's get at it from that point of view. All right. And also kind of from the question that's come out a lot this week, this past week, has been whether the candidates are in charge of this, that is, getting their own votes, or whether the Republican Party is. The choice today will be covered not only around the state of Iowa, around the country, but around the world. This is big stuff. 800-510-8255. Ken, you start things off from Roseland, Virginia. Let's hear your thoughts about the various pieces of the pie here in terms of who you'd vote for. And the system, the caucus system, doesn't seem to have a lot of organization behind it, but it gets a lot of attention. So if you were in Iowa, who'd you vote for?
Yes, the most exciting development has been the fact that two chiefs of the Mossad have said that a nuclear-armed Iran not inevitably a threat to Israel. They agree with Ron Paul. That just come out. That was from the Washington Times. The former Mossad chief, Meir Zeitlin.
Right, sir. We're not having a discussion about the Mossad. He's going to just keep talking. All right, so let's move on. 800-5, it's amazing how sometimes, actually kind of amusing too, how sometimes people just, okay, I'm voting for this guy, and here's the reason, and the reason goes on from now until tomorrow. We get it. You're for Ron Paul, and so we'll put a smiley face next to your name and Ron Paul's. 800-510-8255. Are you surprised that Rick Santorum is up in the polls? Bill in Arkansas is not.
Not surprising at all that Santorum is coming up, because, you know, I've been following the race pretty close. The thing that's amazing to me, and I follow politics really close, Ron Paul's popularity, everything that he's doing out here, not only in Iowa, but nationwide, is because of the grassroots supporters. Now, he's getting virtually no help at all from the Republican Party. Now, the Republican Party seems like they have an assembly line of candidates. So starting with Mitt Romney, and this goes back to John McCain, 2008 election, when Romney, I think he worked out some kind of deal with McCain where he dropped out of the race while Paul was still in there, 2008. And it was kind of like it was anointed that Mitt Romney was going to be the front runner, quote unquote, for the 2012 election. So the Republican Party desperately wants Romney to be there. Now, I think they sense that the American, that the public is rejecting Romney and also Perry. And so I think Santorum is somebody that the Republican Party has had kind of in tow as a dark horse. And I think with the positive media and everything, like Fox News, I mean, what I could stomach listening to Fox News, you know, they're really pushing Santorum. But the thing that's amazing, Bob, is Ron Paul is doing all of this with virtually no help from the Republican Party at all.
He is an amazing candidate under the circumstances. I think you've got that pretty well nailed, sir. 800-510-8255. Will the nominee define the party, or will the party define the nominee? Mitt Romney seems to be the party's nominee, but Ron Paul, in many circles, is who most Republicans, if they have expressed themselves, keep in mind, many, if not most Republicans, aren't happy, or at least those who say they're going to participate in caucuses and primaries and stuff. Remember, that is described by some as the lunatic fringe of the Republican Party, the hard right, the Christian conservatives, the people who have little tolerance for people that don't believe every single thing in the mantle that they are wearing. Same thing is true of the left wing of the Democratic Party. They're a bunch of lunatics. They don't understand that you can't win an election when most of the people in the country are not hard right or hard left. And so is it better to have somebody who's in the middle? Like, well, Paul is specific. Romney is in the middle, you can call him a flip-flopper, but people don't want the controversy that's been going on the last 4 years, where, unfortunately, the Tea Party people have taken a hard line, which is to deal with the problems that we have, maybe the right approach. Just kind of depends on how you see all of this. 800-510-8255. Craig in California thinks good things about Ron Paul.
I don't have any confidence in the economy right now. I think the problems range from across the board. I think there is a prediction that China's economy is going to be by us, pass us in by 2015. And so is India, and so is Africa, the African nation. So I don't have too much confidence in it because, one, China holds our debt, most of our debt. I think it was Japan who was before them. And now China and Japan are going to be using their own money, their own currency, and not be trading with the U.S. dollar. So I think there's a lot of problems that go on. I like Ron Paul. I don't like some of his views, as archaic as they are, but I do like Ron Paul.
All right, so there you hear another point of view. Yeah, there are some things about all of these candidates you can find things you don't like about, right? And perhaps you can find something to like. Huntsman has done a pretty good job of articulating where he's coming from. Smart man, looks good, but doesn't build a lot of passion. And again, maybe he's not anointed by the party because he worked for Obama. So what does that say that he's gotten any place? Because the party sure as heck isn't behind him. Back to the party or the candidates. Who's in charge? 800-510-8255. Here's somebody who doesn't have any use for Ron Paul. It's Harold in Pennsylvania.
I think one of the best tickets there would be right now would be Santorum and Mitt Romney. I think that they would make a perfect president and vice president. As far as Ron Paul goes, I spent 22 years in the military, serving in the military for my country. And I fought in Vietnam. And Ron Paul reminds me of a Vietnam protester. And I have no use for this guy at all. He is the most erratic guy I have ever seen. And if he ever would become the leader of the United States. This is one guy who would not vote for him.
All right, so he doesn't like him. There, you just heard, I think Santorum and Romney ought to run together. 800-510-8255. Republican voters in Iowa are set to begin picking a nominee, at least their person that they'd prefer, to challenge President Obama. And so we're going through some of the thoughts of people who are in Iowa. Here's Diana, for example, calling from Iowa.
Really not convinced about the Des Moines Register because they are a Democrat-leaning paper. So you never can really tell what they're saying is true or not. But and the caucuses, you never know about the caucuses in Iowa until the day of the caucus because a lot of these people don't have a chance to get out to see people. So I really think that Santorum is rising. I don't think that Ron Paul will get the Iowa nomination. I just don't think that he will.
All right.
So everybody, you know, don't worry about it because I don't think he will.
All right. Well, a lot of people are worried about it. A lot of people are supporting him, rah-rah. The Des Moines Register, bad, because they are a Democrat-leaning paper. In some people's minds, that's right. Remember, Democrats and Republicans are not the enemy, and these people back and forth are not the enemy. This is the United States. It's healthy to have challenges, healthy to have different points of view, whether that's acceptable or not to some. Santorum has sought to paint Romney as a moderate, can't be trusted. That's lousy. Isn't that awful when you get right down to it? Okay, here's Jay, who's not impressed with Santorum.
I'm not too impressed with Santorum. He's just, something about him is kind of not even plastic. It's like a raw, and he's looking around, and nobody is, you know, saying anything out in his little, speech area. And everybody knows it's going to probably be Mitt Romney, because, you know, everybody else has been systematically picked off.
Is that because the party wants them picked off? Back to that question. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's how this works. You call us at 800-510-8255. Express yourself, because this is an audio program. It's about what's going on in the world of talk radio, a summary of the big hits. As we start the new year, we are focused, certainly, as are a lot of people, whether it's the news media or the spoken word formats, on this issue of the challenger to Mr. Obama. And so there are a lot of people who are calling from different circumstances. We'll record your calls sometimes put them on live. And in this circumstance, you may help yourself to 800-510-8255, surely today and tomorrow. There'll be lots of people with opinions and thoughts. Not that there's a shortage of that, but now we're on the moment, and so more people are active. Back to your calls in a moment here on the Countdown.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Attention diabetics using the prescription drug Actos. CBS News reported that Actos has been pulled from the market in Germany and France as it was linked to bladder cancer. If you or a loved one have used the prescription drug Actos and are suffering from bladder cancer, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free case evaluation and to find out your legal rights, call 800-253-4207 today. If you or a loved one used the prescription drug Actos, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-253-4207. That's 800-253-4207. Call now for a free, no-cost case evaluation. 800-253-4207.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Doug Steffen here with an overview of the hot hits and talk radio as we begin the new year. We're talking about those who are in the Republican caucuses. Here's host Michael Graham with Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard about dissatisfaction among the ranks.
Let's let Ron Paul win Iowa and win New Hampshire, and then the whole thing blows up, and we get to start over, and then maybe we can get an actual candidate people want to vote for.
My friend Russell Whitman is calls this chaos theory that we, I guess Russia, didn't he have Operation Chaos at some point in the
Yeah, he did back in the day.
I guess Obama seems to have won both the primaries and the general, so maybe that shows we should be aware of chaos. I couldn't make myself a vote for Ron Paul or encourage people to vote for him because he's so bad on so many things, but I agree with you that this field is not distinguishing itself, and look, this may happen anyway because Paul, Gingrich, Romney, it's hard to believe any of them is going to have really convincing numbers in Iowa. I'm not so sure any of them will have convincing numbers in New Hampshire or South Carolina or Florida, and at that point, I really do wonder if a whole bunch of people don't take a look and say, come on, is this the best we can do? I did talk to Mitch Daniels last week and suggested to him that he deserved, owed it to the country to rethink.
Right.
And maybe I tried to make the same pitch to Paul Ryan with not much success. So I'm doing my little bit here.
Well, thank you for that, Bill Kristol. It is truly astonishing that we have a president with historically low numbers. As a result, not because of philandering or a personality issue or because he's something personality-wise, but because people are generally afraid of the direction he has chosen to take the country. People desperately want to change it. And then the Republican Party puts up Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich at a 30-30 tie. That's what we've got?
Yeah, 30-30 is about the – I saw that was one poll. The other polls have them tied even at lower numbers, like 20 or 24. So, well, look, maybe each of them will – either of them will surprise. And when – let's at least – my view on this is voters should not be encouraged to close down the choice now. Maybe you and I are dreaming when we think Mitch Daniels or someone else will get in. Although I see in the headlines that Palin's thinking of getting in, and Huckabee, I'm told, might get in, or God knows, it could become crazier and crazier. But I do think nothing is hurt by letting it go on for a while and letting us learn more about these people. I thought McPerry might be a pretty strong candidate back in August. I don't think that was a stupid idea. You know, he's governor of Texas. It turned out to be, I think he turned out to be kind of a flop. Let's learn, we're learning more about them as we go through the debate, as we see how they stand up to criticism or don't stand up. Newt, I think, is a very interesting question. Newt's gotten just clobbered in Iowa, clearly knocked his numbers down quite a lot. Will he stabilize and recover, or will the voters turn out to have us be willing to say, you know what, a lot of mistakes there in the past, but he still has more of a vision for the future, or is he just fatally wounded? I don't know, and I don't think there's any reason for I don't really understand why all the pundits are so into telling the voters their mind. You know, it's already December 21st or whatever. You know, why, how dare you think you could wait until you actually vote in March, April, or May to make up your mind? So I have the opposite point of view. Everyone should take it easy and make up their own mind and take a look and let's see what the final field looks like.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been pretty interesting, haven't they, as things change around. Where's John Huntsman? I asked that question before. The words that I've used to describe all the candidates, three of them, three of them are pretenders, a couple of them are contenders, a couple of them are intenders. Where does your favorite fit on that list of describing words? 51 past the hour on the countdown.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Around the country and around the world, 800-510-8255 gets you into the conversation, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily overview of what's going on, a summary of discussions on some of the most popular news talk stations in the country that we are monitoring. So here we go back to your calls. The GOP hopefuls made their last pitches over the weekend, and certainly they'll be around today as the election or as the caucusing takes place. People confuse it. It's not an election. People sit around their homes and they talk about it, or they go to a church, or they go to a library or some building, and they get together and discuss the candidates and then decide sort of in a collective who they're going to support. That's how this works. It's kind of grassroots stuff, like town meetings. And it maybe is the best thing. Maybe all of these things ought to be run this way, because you'd have the less influence of those who are sort of politicians themselves pushing at the polls. Here's Wayne in Tennessee about the crop in general.
Yes, I was wondering when we were all going to stop fighting about who's doing a better job. So far, I am 52 years old, and I have seen quite a few years of different presidents. The man has tried to do everything possible to help our country and never got any, received any credit for the things that he has done. I've seen Bush serve two terms in office and hasn't done anything for our country. Never helped Louisiana. He's never helped the poor. I'm middle class myself. My wife is in service as we speak and is looking out for our country. When are we going to stop fighting each other, stop helping other countries, and start helping ourselves? And when are we going to start looking out for the middle class for a change?
Electability and who is most close to your issues, one of the questions. And the fighting that's going on is what I was talking about before, echoing that, Wayne. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Barbara in Ohio listening to one of our stations there about pretty much the collective of candidates.
If you listen closely to them, they're all talking the same ideology. Get rid of any tax burden for the rich and destroy the safety nets for the middle class. And if anybody's paying attention to politics, they know that the conditions they're experiencing today Absolutely, not because of President Obama, but because of legislation that has been put in place over decades, and especially that 7 years when Bush had the White House and the Republicans dominated the Congress.
Yeah, well, if Obama wins, you can probably count on the Republicans taking both the Senate and the House. But this group here is what we're talking about, and whether they can beat Obama. 800-510-8255. John Huntsman not there by design, apparently. And Michelle Bachmann, seems nobody else is talking about her. Let's see what Debbie in Illinois thinks about all of these candidates.
I am thinking about switching. I've been a proud Republican all my life. I have a young son who's interested in politics, and he watches it with me. He asks me questions all the time. And being a Republican, I try to connect with what they're saying on TV. He asked me what freedom-loving and liberty and freedom and all these words mean. I have to be honest with him. I think it's a ploy. You can definitely see where people are going with the evangelical. They're all out for the evangelical vote, and I have to tell my young son that it's just kind of a game. They tell people what they want to hear. I would like to ask Mr. Santorum if one of his older children came to him and said they've struggled all their life to be happy and have found a mate that's the same sex as them, if you know, he would be more willing to accept other people. The Republicans try to put religion into this whole thing, and I think it's very private. They shouldn't be using any religion whatsoever to divide or try to bring people together, and especially with abortion, it's very personal. They have no right to talk about that, and I think it all stems from controlling the people from the 1800s. The Republicans think they have sway with the people that they think they can control.
Well, I don't know. There are a couple of assumptions you're making there, madam, but generally speaking, a well-thought-out call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. When it comes to specific things, Mitt Romney has, interestingly enough, said one of the most controversial things in the past week, the fact that public broadcasting will have to operate, according to what he said, with concerns about budget, and run commercials the same as commercial radio. That's got a lot of people listening to what he has to say. We'll find out who wins tomorrow on the Countdown. Doug Stephan here at 59 past.